we're going to learn about a great art project in Hibbing.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge out laid off. Says he got a bad bill, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. Better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap and a pig pen wants $7 bills. You only got 10.
The Hibbing Dillon Project hosted a fundraising event back in December of 2016 celebrating Bob Dylan's Nobel Prize for Literature. Since then, the Dylan Project has maintained momentum, all in the name of creating opportunities for creativity and access to arts engagement in the community of Hibbing. I'm talking with Katie Fredin today, who's co-chair for the Dylan Project. Katie, what's been going on these past few months with the Dylan Project?
Well, we had a really great inaugural event, I guess you could say, back in December with our Nobel Prize reception, and it was a great fundraising event. And since then, we took the rest of the month of December off and sort of just took a deep breath because it was such a rush leading up to it. And since that time, we've just been trying to reorganize and just figure out what it is that we're going to be doing moving forward. We know for a fact that we're going to be creating a public work of art somewhere in Hibbing to honor Bob Dylan and the Nobel Prize that he won. We've given back to the community. A part of our committee has helped fill Buddy backpacks through the United Way of Northeastern Minnesota. And now we're just working on building up a culture of art and a little fundraising here and there and that kind of thing in Hibbing. Whatever the end result is going to be, it's going to cost some money, and we want it to just be something that we fundraised for so that we don't have to ask taxpayers to subsidize it or, you know, anything like that. We're doing, I guess you could say, smaller scale fundraisers right now and just putting it all away and saving it for the day that we get a clear picture of what our work of public art is going to be and how much it's going to cost to construct it, that kind of thing.
It's really Dylan-esque, this whole grassroots means of raising dollars for art.
It's been a very cool experience ever since we all started down this path, and we've got lots of fun stuff and cool stuff in store. We're going to be hosting Hobo Revival in downtown Hibbing at the Crown Ballroom on the night of April 1st. Doors will open at 6 o'clock, and the band will start playing at 7. Tickets are $10, and the ballroom is putting together a special appetizer menu for people to order off of, so just another way for us to host an arts-focused event in the community to promote some local music. I believe that they're going to do some covers and some original stuff, so it should be a pretty cool scene that Saturday night.
And now, is that the same day that Dylan is in Sweden?
He's got one or maybe two shows booked in Stockholm, and according to what our understanding of it is all he has to do is do a concert in Sweden, and that should fulfill his speech requirements for the Nobel Prize. So that'll kind of round that out, too, and that's why we picked that day of April 1st, because, you know, he's going to be doing a show in Stockholm, and the December 10th event that we had that coincided with the Nobel Prize reception or party in Sweden at that time, too. So that's how we picked our dates for those.
Now, in addition to the Hobo Revival event going on April 1st that's going to raise money for the large-scale public art piece honoring Bob Dylan, the Hibbing Dylan Project also has recently launched another public art opportunity, a mural project?
Yeah, to a smaller scale, we put out a call for artists to create some murals that'll be hung up in downtown Hibbing, and we partnered with Lee's Rental Company. They've got a couple of vacant buildings downtown, and we approached them and said, hey, can we just hang some art up in your window until the building is rented? And they said, yeah, you know, we think that would work. So we've got three downtown locations in Hibbing, and we put out a call for artists to create a mural, and we'll select the artists and we'll hang the murals up downtown with the understanding that they'll hang during the summer from May through September or until the owner of the building has it rented, whichever comes first. And we just look at that as another way of bringing art to the forefront in Hibbing, bringing some color to our downtown area. It's more about just getting art out on the street that people can see it. They don't need to go in any place. They don't need to pay a price to see a museum or anything like that. They can just encounter it in their day-to-day interactions, just walking down the street. And we hope that it will be a cool thing and something that we can grow in the future. This is our first time out, so we really don't have any expectations. It should be a fun process just to see what kind of results we can garner with it.
Yeah, are you looking for pieces that are Dylan themed, or
in our call for artists, I think we said it could have a Dylan theme or a Northern Minnesota feel, look, whatever, but it doesn't have to be that. In talking about it, what is more important for us is just to have the art out there, and it doesn't necessarily have to tie into Bob Dylan directly or his lyrics or anything like that. He's a visual artist as well as a poet and a writer and a songwriter. His talent is so deep and so wide that we just feel that creating visual art, even two-dimensional art, is close enough of a link to Bob Dylan. I think he paints quite a bit when he's on the road. He's got some an art gallery. There's an installation, I think, in London right now of some of his work. And he's a sculptor. He likes to weld. He likes to get his hands dirty and stuff like that. So we just thought that this mural project for the window space would be a small scale, sort of a low-cost way to start to infuse the city of Hibbing with some visual art in addition to our pushes for more live music in town.
That's fantastic. How big do you think the mural pieces will be?
The window spaces are pretty sizable, and some of them are divided up into panes. So to start out with, we're just going to see what kind of a result that we can get, and then once we select our artists, we'll definitely give them dimensions to work off of. But to start out with, we're just going to cast the net and see what we can grab and narrow it down and take it from there and work with our artists to get them the dimensions and the things that they need to create their art. And we hope that it's a great learning process for both us as a committee and for the artists out there, just to try it and see what happens. Like I said, our ultimate goal is to have one bigger piece of public art honoring Dylan, but I think to just get the community excited about the possibility of what that piece of public art could be and mean for the community, it's fun to have these smaller installations of visual art, of live music, and whatever else our committee may dream up of, and just see where it takes us. It's been, like I said, it's been a fun time so far.
How can artists find out what they need to do to submit for this mural project?
We have all the details on our Facebook group page, which is Hibbing Dylan Project.
Does the Dylan Project have an action plan for what you would do if Bob Dylan would show up in Hibbing?
Boy, that is a fun question. And no, we don't really have any formal action plan at all. If he showed up, we'd roll out the red carpet for him, ask him if he'd like a tour around town to see what has changed since his days here, and ask him if he'd like to take to the stage at Hibbing High School one more time. And I think that he'd fill the house in an instant. It'd be a cool thing.
That's Katie Fredine from the Hibbing Dylan Project. You can stay in touch with developments by joining their Facebook group, Hibbing Dylan Project. I'm Katie Carter, and you're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.